Let's turn our attention back to the variant B11529, a variant that was found in Botswana and Hong Kong, or more specifically, the person in Hong Kong was found to have traveled from Southern Africa. The impact that it's had on us with respect to this red list on which we've been put, we'll be speaking to the UK High Commissioner later. We'll also be speaking to our chief sort of head of policy, public policy at Durco, Clayson Munyela. But obviously, we also wanted to get the medical. You remember I said to you, we don't even know whether or not this is a variant of interest, much less a variant of concern, which is normally when something as drastic as this would be undertaken. And thankfully, Dr. Jody Bofa, epidemiologist and researcher at Stellenbosch University and research fellow, at the Center for Rural Health at UKZN, joins us now. Jody, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thanks. How are you, Rosalie?
Am I right?
Yeah, well, let's be honest.
Yeah. I am not okay. Okay, so help us understand, what do you know about B11529?
Well, I mean, I literally saw the same update from the NICD that I think most people might have seen on Twitter yesterday, that there is this something, that it's been found in 20 plus cases. And we don't know a lot about it now, but there's enough to know, obviously, that it's a concern. And obviously, it was well timed with the big jump we saw in Gauteng yesterday. So,
right.
That tells us something without telling us anything, right?
Yeah. Okay. So our numbers doubled overnight. We've now got COVID cases, something like 2,459, I think. And I want to say it was 4 or 5 days ago that we were at 300. You know, this kind of hyperbolic. Maybe I'm being excessive. Let's call it, I'm going to say hyperbolic increase. Do we know as yet what percentage of the new cases that we're testing are likely impacted by this variant?
It's very hard to say. They wouldn't be genotyping all of the cases, right? So the fact that they found it in 20, it's unclear how many they actually tested to determine that. Clearly, there's been a big jump. They've released it at the same time as a big jump has been noted. So I think the concern, I mean, reading between the lines, I think the concern is that the jump is being caused, of course, by this potentially variant of concern.
Potential
variant.
Okay.
I mean, what?
But it hasn't
so
been
a,
it hasn't
right
been announced
now, right?
yet. I mean, yeah, we don't even have of interest yet.
Yeah. I think it wouldn't have been released the way it was unless there's something they're investigating it more, but it's difficult to say at this time. I mean, the reality is that if it's going up that quickly, we saw the Delta variant sweep through, Gauteng, earlier this year, and we know so it's very unlikely that this would be the same variant that's sweeping through there again, because it seems to have done its rounds. You know, so it and the fact that so much of our population is still unvaccinated means so many are still, that this was, we knew it was going to happen.
We did. It was kind of a matter of time. I just wonder if you have a sense of, as you rightly say, because that was my next question, sort of the regional movement. Usually, for example, Beta kind of took out the coasts, right? And then Delta kind of took out inland. Obviously, this is a new one. And usually people who have been through a previous variant will be a little bit more resilient, I suppose, against a new one, as I understand. Do you have any predictions about how this might move regionally?
I mean, we're coming up on the holiday season, right? Movement is already happening between places. The fact that the jump went so quickly in Gauteng, says this is transferring very quickly, and that might be why it's a concern, right? We don't know or why it might potentially be of interest or of concern. It might just spread more quickly. Does that mean that the vaccination doesn't work against it? Does that mean that the same protections we always use don't work against it? No. We'd still need to find out. But the speed with which we saw those numbers go up, leads me to suspect, it is could potentially move quite quickly. And if people are moving, which they will be, especially as December comes on, then it could potentially spread quite rapidly if people aren't, you know, going back to that same mentality of protecting yourself as best you can with the tools we have.
Many of our listeners are sort of saying, can't I get a booster shot? Would that make a difference at this particular time?
How do I put this? I mean, the people who got the Johnson & Johnson shot, so the people who early on, there are boosters being offered for people that were in the original trial.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I think at the later stage that, the Pfizer came out for everybody and the people who aren't in the Sasanke trial, they got it late enough that they would still be well protected. Presumably, we don't know the details of whether this particular variant might, they might not be as well protected. But what I would tell people who've been vaccinated is, take the usual precautions that you would take otherwise, that we've been instructed to do, masking up, washing hands, social distancing, that kind of thing. But I would not be concerned about the vaccination not holding up against it or needing to rush out to get a booster at this time.
Dr. Jodie Buffer, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to get your very candid insight. I know there's not a lot that we have to work with, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, have a great morning. Dr. Jodie Buffer, epidemiologist and researcher at Stellenbosch University, research fellow for the Center for Rural Health in UKZN.